News, I'm Ben Thomas. A third day of heavy fighting as Israel's military operation continues in the occupied West Bank. Charles Della Desma has the latest.
The military said that an aircraft struck a terrorist cell during an encounter with security forces in Jenin. Such airstrikes, while common over the months-long Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip, have been rare in the West Bank. Israel says the raids, which have killed at least 16 people since late Tuesday, are aimed at preventing attacks. I'm Charles Della Desma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has fired his Air Force command after one of the country's F-16 fighter jets crashed Monday, killing the pilot during a Russian bombardment. Vice President Kamala Harris will start a 50-stop reproductive freedom bus tour next week in Florida. Donald Trump, campaigning in Pennsylvania today, defended his appearance at Arlington National Cemetery with families of those killed during the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Joe Biden killed those young people because he was incompetent. And then they tell me that I used their graves for public relations services, and I didn't.
And a doctor charged in the death of actor Matthew Perry appeared in court in Los Angeles. Ed Donahue has details.
Dr. Mark Chavez is accused of conspiring to distribute the surgical anesthetic ketamine to Matthew Perry. Perry was found dead by his assistant last October. The medical examiner ruled ketamine was the primary cause of death. Matt Bininger is Chavez's attorney.
There'll be a change of plea.
From not guilty
to guilty.
It is expected to happen at a later date. Another doctor and three other people are facing charges.
My client is accepting responsibility. He's doing everything in his power to cooperate, to help in this situation. Incredibly remorseful.
Chavez has agreed to turn over his medical license. Two others have agreed to plead guilty, including Perry's assistant, who admitted helping him to get and inject ketamine. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Fresh attention on a centuries-old cemetery.
Students from the State University of New York at New Paltz are digging and sifting through dirt in a residential neighborhood in Kingston, New York. Student Maddie Thomas excavating the remains of enslaved black people.
I don't like when people feel upset or forgotten.
Enslaved Africans did not have the ability to choose where they wanted to be buried.
Tyrone Wilson of the nonprofit Harambe Kingston says his group purchased the property.
The site that was chosen by the Dutch who was the slave owners here.
The remains of up to 27 people so far have been found at the site, now known as the Pine Street African Burial Ground. Harambe is trying to raise $1 million to turn this site into a proper resting place.
This site will be respected, protected, and preserved.
I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.